Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah. It's been a long time coming. We're here now. We're here now. We're here now. We're here now. You hear that?
They wanted me to fail, get a living in a cell. But the minister, the only way to get me in the jail. Made it past 25 and I'm doing pretty well. On my way to heaven while I'm here, I'm finna give them hell. I ain't never bowed down to these devils in the game. Probably never see the most high levels in the game. But I'm for the most high, homie, never will I change. I don't play by the rules, I'm a menace to the game. If I got a problem with it, I'ma say something. Staying bold on my faith and I ain't budging. And I'm all for respect, but I walk on the set with a cross on my neck and I ain't chain tucked. Praise God, only way to go is Yahweh. It ain't no other way to heaven, ain't no other gate. I know they wanna hate, they praying I'ma go away. But not until he return and none of us know the day. And I got more to say.
I see the media playing us. They picking the most ignorant, we're never betraying us. You grew up black, you knew what it's like. They do it to Christ, they muzzle the wives and get somebody foolish or Mike.
To make us all look crazy, they come up with topics. Ask the craziest pastor and none of us rock with. You thinking he a fool, we think he a fool too. But they telling you we all agree with the fools do. But get ready for the truth church. Where we are church, we don't just do church. Pray for the feeble and soil clothing and feeding the poor, loving the people and showing them they true worth. We ready to do work. But they saying it's a white man religion, forced on us by the master that white men invented. Tell it to the Christians in Ethiopia that never had to be enslaved by the white man to get it. Careful what you putting in your ears now. Hard to hear the truth cause the lies talk real loud. We yelling Jesus, they yelling chill out. Nah, but you can tell them that we here now.
We here now, we here now, we here now. We here now, we here now, we here now. Tell them that we here now, we here now, we here now. We here now, we here now, we here now. We here now.
Y'all ready?
Hey, babe, tell the kids to keep it down. I'm recording.
Off tour,
yeah.
Back up in the lab again. Get to cooking, yup, going ham again. Slow like a battering ram or a man in a van crashing into they whack rapper sedan, cause I'm mad at them. Tell them it's a rap, welcome to the rap laminate. Sever the cabbage of any rapper, hell in the baphomet. You can't stomach the subject matter we handle. If you did manage it, it'd probably shatter your abdomen, dawg. I hear y'all sucking y'all teeth when you hear Christian rap like the Son of God sweet. Boy, if I come at y'all, you know what I could've done to y'all. If I wanted dog, wouldn't none of y'all eat.
Real talk.
Broken. Y'all ready?
Hey, babe, tell the kids to keep it down. I'm recording.
Off tour,
yeah.
Back up in the lab again. Get to cooking, yup, going ham again. Slow like a battering ram or a man in a van crashing into they whack rapper sedan, cause I'm mad at them. Tell them it's a rap, welcome to the rap laminate. Sever the cabbage of any rapper, hell in the baphomet. You can't stomach the subject matter we handle. If you did manage it, it'd probably shatter your abdomen, dawg. I hear y'all sucking y'all teeth when you hear Christian rap like the Son of God sweet. Boy, if I come at y'all, you know what I could've done to y'all. If I wanted dog, wouldn't none of y'all eat.
Real talk.
Broken the game like a cat burglar. The rap Nat Turner with a habit to wrap circles around you. But you never heard of me, so I understand when you laugh. But just know I can murder these rap cats that you have heard of. The hardest part of this is not to bury you. Part of me don't want it, but the other part is daring you. Feeling froggy, take a leap like a skydiver. I promise I'ma catch your body like a parachute. You know how hard it is keeping it positive, even with God in it. If not, it'd be more people involved in it. Just know this not hip-hop in a lesser form. It's truth music, harder to make, but it's better form.
I could've been a villain, lucky you. But I'm over here chilling, lucky you. I could've been on that side, lucky you. But the flow got bad. Baptized, lucky you. Cause if I just feel like they just had to know, and realize that if I wanted I could go, kill everything on that side, lucky you. But the flow got baptized.
Hey, lucky you. Hi guys, I've arrived, it's me, the Bible guy. Hey. I was only trying to shine this little light of mine, trying to give sight to blind, trying to rewire minds line for line so they could be everything God designed. Why would guys try me like I couldn't if I decide to put them in dirt and give them this work 9 to 5? Rifle is the Eiffel, willing and ready to snipe at any guy you idolize, bombing like I am Mike Witt, Al-Qaeda typist, kill a rival with this mic of mine, simple as pile driving a knife into a slice of pie, and not the MacGyver type, Michael Myers side, every line of beside this binder of mine could be homicide. See, I've been cool, but you've been doing too much lately, thinking you can play me like I'm some tuba or ukulele. Better watch how you be doing that newborn Jewish baby. I could do to you for him what Slim would do to you for Haley.
Don't do it.
I'm telling y'all, I've been hella calm lately. Don't get your head neck and all severed on AC. Reppin' God in heaven, y'all can never Kanye me. You ain't got the answers, so you can never sway me. I still rep what I've been reppin', it's God's gang. I kill flesh with a big weapon, I'm John Wayne. God over money, boy, we don't come to work to play. Oh, you thought Christian rap was soft, you gon' learn today.
I could've been a villain, lucky you. But I'm over here chillin', lucky you. I could've been on that side, lucky you. But the flow got baptized, lucky you. Forgive, I just feel like they just had to know. And realize that if I wanted, I could go. Kill everything on that side, lucky you. But the flow got baptized, lucky you.
Yo, there's no greater pain than the hurt you feel with nobody, I mean nobody, believing you. I know a lot of heads all over the world can relate to what I'm saying right now. I'm a real joker like me. I've been down so long and so low, it's like all I know to trust is the dust, feel me? And as a youngin', I wasn't the popular cat at all. Nah, not me. You see, I was the punchline to every joke, for real. Yeah, yeah, but one thing I always had, and that was a desire to be great someday. For real, people is a funny thing, yo. And God, I ain't never seen with my eyes. But one thing I know for sure, I am all that I am because of who God is. As simple as that, yo. Enough said. Now watch me. Told you so.
There was a time when humankind was one with God in perfect peace. But in this oneness, humankind knew not the existence of God, and so the journey began. Humanity was cast out of that perfect peace in order that the Creator may be known by the created, that they who would be raised to perfection and regain what they have long realized has been lost to themselves, may do so only through utter self-abnegation, by dying to all that to the eyes and the reason of the outer world is precious and desirable. Those that dare walk this path are indeed the spiritual mind.
Mic check, 1, 2, 1, 2. Yeah, what's cracking and how are you? You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you, much love to you, appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir, yes, ma'am. We are an interactive worldwide broadcast. over here, you get prayer. Mm-hmm. Yeah, we love to pray. We love to pray. We worship. We love to worship too. We praise. We love to praise God. Yeah. We love to worship God. We love to pray to God, the one and only. Over here, you get them scriptures on deck. Yeah, because faith comes by hearing, and hearing comes by the word of God. So we got a bunch of scriptures so you can get your problem solved by you doing. Yeah, by you believing and you obeying God. You got to believe him, and you got to obey. Then you get them problems solved by the problem solver. See, over here, when hip-hop meets the Christ, this is faith and action. Faith and works. Okay? This is not dead faith. This is faith and works over here. Today's topic, Romans chapter 8. That's the topic. Mm-hmm. And I believe it's going to be two parts, so I ain't going to even rush. But Romans chapter 8, it should be two parts to this, okay? So we're just going to call this Romans chapter 8 part 1. I'm talking about, appreciate everybody tuning in. You know what I'm talking about? Let's pray. Father, thank you for waking us up this morning. Thank you for bringing us to this point where we are in our lives. Thank you, Father, for your mercy, your grace, your goodness, and your mercy that follows us all the days of our lives. Father, thank you for setting us free from all of our enemies and setting us free to worship you while we're living on this earth before you. Father, help us to stay humble. Let us stay humble before you. And let us continue to exalt you. Let us look to you for our promotion. Don't let us take any of the strategies of the world, of our own thinking and man's thinking, but let us rely solely on you. Let us love you with all of our hearts. Let us love you with all of our minds. Let us love you with all of our strength. Yeah, every ounce of our energy. Let us love you with all of our soul, mind, heart, strength, Father. And let us love our neighbor as ourselves. Thank you, Father, for everything. The whole law is fulfilled in us loving our neighbor as ourselves. Loving you with everything. Have your way, Father. Forgive us for our shortcomings and our flaws. And you create in us a clean heart and renew a right spirit within us so that we can continue to glorify you in the way that you deserve as much as we can, knowing with you that all things are possible. With us, it's impossible, but we're not just by ourselves. We're with you, and all things are possible with you. So, Father, we love you. Get your glory from our lives. Thank you, Jesus. All in the name of Jesus. Amen. Yeah. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. We just getting started. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. However you tuned in. Appreciate you. And on time, I want to shout out Seven and everybody over there at Hog Mob. You know what I'm talking about? Love what y'all doing. Respect what y'all doing, man. I want to shout out Bizzle, too. You know what I'm saying? God over money. Everybody who rocking with him. Shout out to y'all, man. Keep it up. Keep up the God work. I know y'all going to. You know what I'm saying? Yeah, man. They're my brothers. They're my brothers. Yeah, even though we ain't met, but they're my brothers. We got the same Holy Spirit of truth in us. So y'all keep representing. And those who I don't know or who I didn't call, hey, you stay encouraged too, all right? The world might have us not being as, you know, popular in the world, but guess what? We popular in heaven. And heaven is greater than this world. Heaven outlasts us. It outlasts this world, all right? So, yeah, appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Again, we are a worldwide broadcast. You know what I'm talking about? Today's topic, Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. And I want to say this because I ain't got time to wait to know issues of life segment of the broadcast today. I just want to say this. That's why I put it in the description. Let me read what the word says. It says, have I become your enemy because I tell you the truth? Have I become your enemy because I tell you the truth? Well, I ain't going to stop telling you the truth. You see what I'm saying? And I would rather be the world's enemy and let the world hate me than to have God hating me and be God's enemy. You see what I'm saying? So that's what we have to do. You have to make a choice and make that decision. You see what I'm saying? You become people's enemy, especially now, because you tell the truth. People are so confused, they don't know what to believe, they ain't got no leadership. And God did that on purpose so everybody could look to him, but people still trying to look to other people and other groups of people. So have I become your enemy because I tell you the truth? So be it. Yeah, that's Galatians 4 and 16. I'm not going to stop telling the truth because the spirit of truth is the one that got me telling the truth. It's the spirit of truth, the Holy Spirit. Don't you know that the friendship of the world? Yeah, these good old Christians. Yeah, let me pause that. Pause this music. Yeah, because these good old Christians, y'all going to mess around and be stuck and left behind trying to do the Christian thing instead of doing the God thing. Don't you know that friendship of the world is enmity or hostile hatred with God? Yeah. If you trying to be a friend of the world, that means you are really boiling up or growing or producing hate with God. Yeah, enemy of the world. Okay, let me keep reading. Make it more plain for you. Whoever will be a friend, whoever is willing to be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. James 4 and 4. Mm-hmm. You too busy trying to be like Jesus instead of letting Jesus live through you. Jesus know what to do. He know not to let man take him and make him nothing. He know what's in man. The Bible also says God looked down to see if there was any that do good, or that was doing good. It said there was none that does good. So why would I be trying to be friends with somebody who don't even know the Lord? I preach this word all day. You better hear it. Matter of fact, it's the spirit of truth. Been preaching before I was here, before I started preaching. The spirit of truth been preaching before any preacher. Mm-hmm. The spirit of truth been here. God been doing works. You see what I'm saying? That is not God's fault that we got him and look at him in through religion, through religious eyes. Don't you know that the friendship of the world, you always trying to brown nose and kiss up to this one and kiss up to that one? Friendship of the world is enmity, or is hostile, is hatred with God. Whoever will be a friend of the world, gonna be a friend of the world, huh? Mm-hmm. Doing what you can to rise up in the world, huh? They treat you bad like Cinderella, huh? Your stepmama them, and then you still go back to your stepmama's home, huh? Stepmama, I'm still here like, bruh, even Cinderella got from under her. Step-parents, her stepmama and step-sisters and stuff. Whoever will be a friend of the world, you want to be a friend of the world so bad, right? You're going to be an enemy of God, okay? Just to let you know that. You got to have God in the right perspective and God in the right place in your life. You have to love God with all of your heart. Yeah. You got to love God with all of your heart. All of it. Mm-hmm. That ain't leaving you to love nothing else, right? Love God with all your heart. Love God with all of your soul. Love God with all of your might, all of your strength. Love God with all of your spirit. Mm-hmm. And then love your neighbor as yourself. God, you are the greatest, the most high I am. You know what I'm talking about? For sure with it, man. So appreciate everybody tuning in. We go live Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We go live. We record live Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. Hip Hop and Jesus. That's still that Bible study. You know what I'm talking about? We also go live on Saturdays. We record live Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. And Saturdays, we just do topics from the all-knowing one. You know what I'm talking about? For sure with it. But yeah, man, if you don't catch us live, you can always catch us in the archive. You can always pull up every broadcast that we have done. Just Google When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. If you want to listen to it, click on through Blog Talk and tune in that way. If you want to look at some video footage, go to YouTube and put in When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, and there's the video footage. Okay? So subscribe to that channel. All right? Appreciate everybody tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Contact information, When Hip Hop Meets the Christ at Gmail. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ at gmail.com. All right? Also, on YouTube, like I just said, When Hip Hop Meets the Christ on YouTube. Subscribe here for your video footage. All right? When Hip Hop Meets the Christ on YouTube, there's the video footage. Facebook, Joshua, His Messenger, Grant, His messenger is one word. All right. Joshua, his messenger, Grant. All right. And on Instagram, at Joshua Oasis Grant. At Joshua Oasis Grant on Instagram. All right. With that being said, let's move right along, man. We're ready to worship and praise God in the spirit and in the truth. We just take a few moments to do this together. But we love to worship God. We love to praise God, man. He made us, and we're going to do this. And ain't none of y'all going to stop this either. Nobody is going to stop you. Nobody's going to stop us from worshiping God, our Father. And we're going to worship him continuously in the spirit and in the truth while we're in these bodies. You know what I'm talking about? And when he take us out, hey, we're going to be with him. He's going to be all in all to us. You know what I'm talking about? For sure. It's good. You can live worry-free. You can live doubt-free. You can live panic-free. You can live free from fear when you know that your life is in God's hands. And can't nobody snatch you out of God's hands. So let's worship this great God of ours. Let's praise this great God of ours during this segment, worship and praise segment. We're going to worship him and praise him in the spirit and in the truth. Listen to the lyrics of these songs. And then you start crying out and praising God and worshiping him in your own way. When Hip Hop Meets the Christ, appreciate you tuning in. Today's topic, Romans chapter 8. This your homie Oasis. Right now, we're about to worship and praise God in your face, Satan. Yeah, that's what I'm talking about. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.
Told me that you're coming back. Can I get everybody to swing their hands like this? A simple groove. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the Spirit move you.
Let the
I've been so good.
I'm all alone.
Still you were standing right.
When hip-hop meets the Christ. Shout-outs to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Today's topic, Romans chapter 8. Yeah, that's it. Romans chapter 8. That's the topic. I hope it led you to reading Romans chapter 8. You know what I'm saying? I hope it led you to that. But, yeah, man, let's move on. Remember this, you can call in when we are recording live. You can call in when we are recording live. We do have a call-in number when we are recording live. We also have a chat room that's open. If you don't want to call, you can come through the internet and holler at us in the chat room if you want. All right? We go live Tuesdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, Hip Hop and Jesus Bible Study. We go live Saturdays at 11 a.m. Eastern, Topics from the All-Knowing One. Just like today, Romans 8. You know what I'm talking about? For sure, but the call-in number is 563-999-3702. Again, 563-999-3702. Only push 1 if you want to speak, if you got something to say. All right? If you got something to say, push 1. Welcome, legitimate questions. If you need prayer, what have you, we got you right here. You want to give your testimony and everything right here. But if you call in here working for Satan and think you finna take over this broadcast, you finna get done up like heaven handles Satan. Every time Satan, every time heaven handles Satan, it's throwing him down, throwing him out. Okay? Throwing him into a pit, putting chains on. Okay, yeah. That's how we do. We're not afraid of Satan, and he knows that. Sons of God. Yeah, the ones that's led, the people that are led by the Spirit of God, we are sons of God. We are more than conquerors through him that loves us. Greater is he that's in us. Yeah, greater is he that's influencing us than he that's influencing the world. Mm-hmm. Jesus is greater than Satan, in other words. You know what I'm talking about? Again, 563-999-3702. Only push 1 if you want to speak. All right, next. Let's talk about giving. giving and getting. Yeah, because we givers over here. God has made me a cheerful giver. God still wants you to give, wants me to give. All right, then. So, yeah, if you up here sitting up there talking about, here you go, I'm going to sit up here and talk about, here you go, about to miss your blessing. Mm-hmm. Because God the one talk about giving, and I'm going to deliver the message. I don't care if you give or if, well, I hope you would give. Not for me, but just for you. You see what I'm saying? But, yeah, because God the one loves cheerful givers. Let me read it. You ain't got to take my word. Let me read this. Yeah, because if you don't give, here you go, about to miss your blessing. How about that? Yeah, I know they done talked about giving and reaping and sowing seeds and all this stuff like that, and then abused it so much that you don't want to give. I feel the same way. But God's word, we can't penalize God or penalize ourselves. You see what I'm saying? Stop believing in God because of what people do. Stop we can't disobey God because of what people do. You see what I'm saying? You got to live for God, unto God, and got to answer to God yourself. The Bible is for all of us. Whether you believe it or not, it's still for you. Mm-hmm. The Bible is for everybody because the Bible is the word of God, and God is the one that created everything and everyone. So this is his word. Not to get confused with religion, not to get confused with tradition, not to get confused with what goes on in these churches, not to get confused with pastor falling short. We all fall short, but it ain't about us. It's about God. Oh, I feel that Holy Spirit preaching during the giving. But yeah, let me read these scriptures, man. Every man, matter of fact, let me go back. But this I say, he which sows sparingly, yeah, if you give little, you selfishly giving and stingy when you give, okay, you shall reap the same way. He who sows sparingly, who gives little, shall reap also little. I don't care if your bank account, ooh, you got 50 million bank accounts, or you got 50 million or billion in your bank account. If you give sparingly, you're going to reap sparingly. That's what God's word is. And it's God's word over our situation. So you might have, you might be a billionaire. Talking about, I give little. Now, I don't give at all. And I got all this. What you going to get when God take your life from the earth? What you going to have then? Told you, God going to always be right. Humble yourself under the mighty hand of God. Humans, but this I say, he which sows sparingly shall reap sparingly. And he which sows bountifully, he who gives generously, super abundantly, right, shall also reap bountifully. Now check this out. Every man, every human, according as he purposes in his heart, so let him give. So if you purpose in your heart not to give, okay, that's you, your heart, okay, unless you want to change now. So it says every man, God is fair. He's very fair. Every man according as he purposes in his heart. First of all, it got to be a free will offering. It got to be of your free will. So every man according as he purposes in his heart, so let him give, not grudgingly. Now, I really don't want to get it, man, but I feel obligated to get now. Don't give if it's like that. So not grudgingly, not of necessity. I need God to bless me because I'm coming up short on my rent. I'm coming up short on my mortgage. I'm coming up short on my car note, these bills. So I need to give God so he can give me some more so I can pay these bills. If you're giving of necessity, keep that. Okay? This last part, God only loves one kind of giver. For God loves a cheerful giver. Yeah, that's challenging. A cheerful giver, especially if you're selfish. You know what I'm talking about? We all got a little bit of selfishness in us, right? Until God take that selfishness away. You see what I'm saying? So, it says, for God loves a cheerful giver. So if your heart to give is given grudgingly or of necessity, God loves a cheerful kind of giver. Okay? Now, look at this next verse. For the cheerful giver. And if you want to become a cheerful giver, you can, because you get benefits. Remember, if God telling you to give something, if God asking you for something, he don't need it. It's for him to get something to you. Look at the next verse says, and God is able to make all grace. God is able, not your boss or your job or that business you're working for or even your own business or career, whatever. God is able to make all grace abound towards you. He the one give you the power to get up, to go clock in and to show up at your job every day or what have you, your business. But you got to look to God, humans, or you're going to get crushed like Satan, humans. And God is able to make all grace abound toward you because you're a cheerful giver. So he going to make all grace abound toward you that you always, having all sufficiency in all things, may abound to every good work. Now, you want the benefit, but you don't want to do what it takes to get the benefit, huh? Yeah, this is hear and do. That's this whole Bible. That's what it's all about, the kingdom of God. We hear and we do what God says. Too many people hear it and don't do nothing. That's dead faith. That's why these churches had closed and now they're trying to recover. Your faith's still dead. And I only pray that God let you recover if you repent, pastors and leaders of these churches and all the people, too. Because we weren't ever supposed to be dependent on pastor or a church. And pastor, you weren't ever supposed to be running your church by yourself. What happened to the apostles and the prophets and the evangelists and the teachers, huh? Exactly. But we're going to trust God because he ain't stingy with his stuff. God is able to make all grace. He's able to make all grace, all of it, right, abound toward us. That we always having all sufficiency in all things may abound to every good work, including giving, every good work. That's what Jesus was about. Think about his life. He took people's burdens and gave them a blessing. He took people's blind eyes and gave them a blessing. He took people's sin and forgave them. That's number one. That's even greater than your blind eyes being open. That's even greater than being resurrected from the dead. Being forgiven for your sins is greater than all that. Being forgiven for your sins is greater than taking up your bed and walking and not being paralyzed no more. You got to realize you're forgiven for your sins. You realize you're forgiven for your sins. That'll make you jump up. Uh-oh. Yes, sir. If we really realize that we're forgiven for our sins, like God got every right to kill us, and we don't deserve no right to have faith in him, right? Let's move on. So if you want to give over here, you can give over here. And we givers too. So you give me your email address. You get the newsletter. You give $30. Over here, you get the books, the audio book. Look to me. 31 chapters. I think 32 chapters in there. All right? You give us $15. You can get the Gospel of Jesus Christ hip-hop gospel album by Joshua Oasis Grant. All right? And that's the name on Cash App. Joshua Oasis Grant on Cash App if you want to give over here. On PayPal, it's When Hip-Hop Meets the Christ. At Hotmail. Okay? When Hip Hop Meets the Christ at Hotmail on PayPal. If you want to give. God loves cheerful givers. Alright? We moving on, man. We going down to the knock 'em down. Bro, okay. The knock 'em down section of the segment, should I say. We're going on to the knock 'em down segment of the broadcast. Yeah. The God versus any issue, any problem, any concern that we have as humans. You know, God versus the issues of life. You put your issue up, your problem up, your concern up there before God, and then leave it for him to work it out. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. Also, this is the chance for all itching ears and thin skin, easily offended folks. This is your chance to either leave or repent. Because I'm not here to preach Christianity. I'm not here to give you any tradition or religion. I'm here to preach Jesus the Christ. Dead, buried, and resurrected by God, though. Despised and rejected by man, but loved by God. I'm here to encourage you. You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah, God versus any issue, any problem, any concern that we have as humans, he going to bring you out victorious. Yeah, God versus any issue, any problem, or any concern of humans equals victory for the humans. if we give it to God. Stop trying to solve it ourselves. And if you're going to solve it, include him. You see what I'm saying? Acknowledge him in all of our ways. Also, thin skin, itching ears. You get another chance to leave, go find you something else to do with yourself, or you can repent. And we're going to receive this love of God up in here. So yeah, man, let me find my theme music. Hold on, where is the theme music at? Where is it? There it is. There it is. Here go my theme music.
Oh! Hey! Yeah! Come on!
We are now at this time calling all challengers, haters, and skeptics to your stations, please. The arena will reopen shortly. We are all separate witnesses to the greatest showdown history has ever known. Due to past indiscretions, knives and stabbing weapons are now prohibited. Guns and things that go boom are now prohibited. And those with thin skin are advised to attend at your own risk. Are we understood? Yeah. I used to think that it was safe to send my kids to school, but now I disapprove of half of what they listen to. They teach the Bible is unreliable, ambitious rules, they're screaming no missionaries, and yet I see it very clearly that they be on the mission too. What can a Christian do when half the population's under mass indoctrination? Classrooms are turned to fixing schools. Get your mind right, learn to think your lies right. They hit you with the side swipe before the full switcheroo.
Yeah, we up in here, man. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets Christ. I'm your homie Oasis. Today's topic, Romans chapter 8. This segment where we're at right now, hey, this is the God versus the issues of life, the problems of life, the concerns of life. If we give that to God and trust him, he'll work it out for us. Can't believe, well, I can. But why are we acting like this, humans? I know the answer to. I know why. Rejecting Jesus. Why are we acting like that? Why are we still rejecting Jesus? But I ain't going to even get into it right now because we got scriptures to get into it. So I ain't really got no issue. My issue is I'm ready to get into these scriptures for the day. So let's go ahead and jump into it. Let's start off. I know this Romans chapter 8. I told you it's going to be two parts, right? So let's go ahead and jump it off, though. We're not going to start off in Romans 8. We're going to start off in John chapter 3, but we're going to end in Romans chapter 8, okay? So, that being said, let's go to John chapter number 3. Appreciate everybody tuning in. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Today's topic, Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter 8. So go to John chapter 3. Let's get it started. John chapter 3. Have I become your enemy because I tell you the truth? Galatians 4 and 16. You know, a lot of people don't like you because you're telling the truth. That's why they be saying, don't judge. Bro, the truth is the truth. I ain't finna stop it. Because God ain't telling me not to tell you the truth. He ain't telling me to be quiet or change it up just because you don't like it or it offends you. Because if the truth offends you, then you are wrong, not the truth. Jesus is the truth. He ain't gonna never be wrong. Hallelujah. Don't you know that friendship of the world is enmity or hostile or hatred with God? Yeah, you trying to be over there brown-nosing, talking about you a Christian, but you over here brown-nosing, right? Mm-hmm. That's what them Christians be doing, right? Over here brown-nosing on the job. Over here quiet and scared to represent Jesus, to even say Jesus on the job because you might get fired. Do you not know that friendship of the world is enmity with God? So whoever is willing to be a friend of the world is the enemy of God? But I thought God so loved the world. Yeah, he do, but you don't know what you're doing. Yeah, you need to trust him. That's how that works. So let's go. John chapter 3, man. John chapter number 3. We starting off at verse number 14. John chapter 3. We starting off with verse number 14. Yeah, today's topic is Romans chapter 8, but we reading all this before we get to Romans chapter 8. Okay? John chapter 3, verse 14 says, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, and when he lifted up that serpent in the wilderness, when you read about it in your Bible and the Old Testaments, people got healed. Probably why the devil took that serpent and put it on the side of the ambulance. Mm-hmm. Y'all know God is the healer, right? He ain't got time to be sitting up here doctoring on you. He's the healer. He'll make you whole. Okay? So, and as Moses lifted up the serpent in the wilderness, even so must the Son of Man be lifted up as well. Moses lifted up the serpent on the rod or what have you in the sight of all the people, and he was above all the people so they could see him. They were looking up. So the same way that Moses lifted up that serpent is the same way that Jesus has to be lifted up. Yeah, exalted. He has to be above everything, everybody. Everybody, everything needs to look to him. You see what I'm saying? But look at the next verse. John chapter 3, verse 15 says that whoever believes in him should not perish but have eternal life. That's verse 15. Sound like verse 16, but you got to read the whole thing, the whole chapter, the whole Bible to get the full understanding that whoever believes in him, whoever. That's why it ain't just about no one nation. It ain't just about you, Israel. It's whoever believes, whoever is willing, yeah, free will, whoever going to use their will to choose God's will or to do God's will. Excuse me. That whoever believes in him should not perish, but have eternal life. Look at the next verse, verse 16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whoever believes in him, I don't care where you at on the earth, whoever, what culture, what continent, it don't matter, what country, what whatever, whoever believes in him, okay, you're not going to perish, but you're going to have everlasting life just by you believing. And you can't be sitting up there talking about, yeah, I believe in God, but see, that's a carnal-minded believer. You have two kinds of believers. You got a carnal-minded believer, which will never please God. Then you have a spiritual-minded believer, yeah, which will always please God. Yeah, and I ain't talking about just no spirit out here operating by his own spirit. No, I'm talking about spirit operating in submitted with the Holy Spirit. You know what I'm talking about? So, yeah, the next verse is, for God sent not his son or did not send his son into the world to condemn the world. Jesus did not come here to mess your life up. Jesus did not come here to put no restraints on you. Yeah, well, it will keep you from doing evil because God hates sin and God wants to be close, as close as, I'm talking about, he want to be close. He in every breath we breathe. How much more close can you get? You want to live in your heart, in your mind. He wants you to acknowledge him in all of your ways. God didn't come here to mess your, he didn't send Jesus here to mess your life up. God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world. He didn't come here to doom you, to damn you to destruction, but that the world through him might be saved. He's trying to save you. Now, if you reject him, then you condemn yourself. Yeah, you put destruction on yourself when you reject Jesus. Preach and teach, Holy Ghost. Hallelujah. Verse 18, we in John chapter 3. Verse 18 says, he that believes on him, if you believe on Jesus, you're not condemned. You're not doomed. You're not, your name is not written down to be destroyed. That's what condemned is. Destroyed by God. Your name is not written down to be destroyed by God if you believe on Jesus. It's pretty plain and simple. Right? He that believes on him is not condemned. But he that believes not is condemned already. So if you are living now, no matter how old or young you are, if you are living now and you don't believe in Jesus, you are already under condemnation. Your name is already written down to be destroyed by heaven, to be crushed like your father the devil. Yeah, you either going to get God's love or you're going to get his wrath. All you got to do is believe on Jesus, and you won't be condemned. But if you sitting up here talking about, man, I ain't going to believe in that. White man, Jesus, I ain't going to believe in that. Blah, blah, blah. Jesus, I ain't that bad. Blah, blah, man made that up. All that. If you want to sit up here and do all that, go ahead. You're going to be stuck outside of the kingdom of God. And if you make it to hell, you're going to be seeing heaven and be like, darn, I wish I would have believed. But don't worry. Hell, it's going to get thrown into the lake of fire, too. Oh, okay, yeah. I guess you can't help but worry. So let me read verse 18 again, John chapter 3, verse 18. He that believes on him, if you believe on Jesus, you're not doomed to destruction. You're not condemned. But he that believes not, if you don't believe in Jesus, you already condemned. You are already under destruction. It don't matter what your bank account says. It don't matter what people saying. I say, what does God say? Because he has not believed in the name of the only begotten Son of God. You ain't believing in Jesus, and you think you're going to live in the benefits of the earth, in the world? First of all, you ain't getting no benefits from the kingdom. And then what the world offers you, all is vanity in the world, or everything is meaningless. So what do you really get? Verse 19. And this is the condemnation. Here go the condemnation right here. This is the condemnation that light is coming to the world. Jesus is the light. So Jesus is coming to the world, and men love darkness, the devil representing in that darkness, right? The darkness representing that devil. So Jesus came into the world, and men love the devil because the devil is dark, right, rather than light. They were the hide because their deeds are evil is what the Bible is saying right here. And this is the condemnation that light is coming to the world. Jesus came into the world, and men loved darkness, or men loved evil. Men loved Satan rather than Jesus. They loved darkness rather than light because their deeds were evil. Now, Jesus said this out of his mouth. He said, when I come back, will I find faith on the earth? When Jesus comes back, will he still have people that's believing in him? And I say, yes, and help us, Jesus. You know what I'm talking about? Yes, and help us, Jesus, help us. Help our unbelief, help us. Help our faith to endure. That's what Jesus asked. When I come back, will I find faith on earth? Look right now. The world is becoming more and more godless. The world is becoming more and more faithless. They're going by what they see. They're going by what they hear from other men and women who've been in school and getting this miseducation. You see what I'm saying? They listening and doing all this and skipping over the still small voice that's closer than all the voices that means more than all the voices that people are hearing. The still small voice means more. The still small voice goes everywhere with you. And he can speak at any time, but you won't hear him if verse 19 applies to you. John chapter 3, verse 19, and this is the condemnation. This is the destruction. This is the doom, right? That light is coming to the world, and men loved darkness rather than light because their deeds, what they were doing, was evil. They were acting like Satan. Yeah, put a D in front of evil. Yeah. And God ain't playing with us. Jesus made it plain and simple to them folk who talking about we Abraham's seed. Jesus said, man, you of your father the devil. Let's keep it real. He went on ahead and told them, you are of your father the devil. That's who they're acting like. They want to act like Satan. They don't want to act like God. Why you think God washed away the world already? People don't even believe that no more. But God is still God, whether people believe him or not. And if you believe him, continue to believe him. I pray that God increase your belief and give you even more faith. And if you skeptical and you want to start believing him, get on over here, and I pray that God increases your faith in him too. In the name of Jesus. Verse 20, John chapter 3. Verse 20 says, for everyone that does evil, everyone that does evil hates the light. If you acting like Satan, that means you hate Jesus. That's period, point blank. God love me. God love me. But put it back on us. Do we love God enough to do what he says? Do we love God enough to live his way? Do we love God enough to do things his way? Because if you love God, you ain't trying to please yourself no more. You're trying to please God. Okay, you're not trying to please yourself anymore for the, you know, to correct. He didn't say that right. Yeah, I got you. All right. For everyone that does evil hates the light. If you got evil deeds and you continue to do these evil deeds, that means you hate Jesus. You love Satan, cuz. Let's keep it real. For everyone that does evil hates the light. Neither comes to the light. You ain't coming to the light because you're acting like the evil. You're acting like the devil. Jesus is the light. You see what I'm saying? You ain't even coming to the light. Because Jesus is going to correct you. At least his deeds should be reproved. Jesus is going to correct you and let you know that you sin and fall short. You sinned and come short still of his glory. Verse 21, John chapter 3 says, but he that does truth, there it is. There it is right there. But he that does, now give me some celebration music on that. Yes, sir. But he that does the truth. This go for all of us. What choice? You going to act like the devil or you going to act like Jesus? Come on, what's coming out of you? You can't hide no more since 2020. We see stuff clear, right? You can't hide nothing no more. That's what 2020 did. It exposed it. It exposed everybody. All that secrets and hiding all that, 2020 exposed everything. 2021 doing the same thing, and coronavirus on the rise again. You better get into that Psalms 91 again. Verse 21, John chapter 3 says, but he that does truth. Yeah, not he that hears truth. He that does truth comes to the light, that his deeds may be made manifest, that they are wrought in God. God helps us. We need God. I'm coming to the light. Yeah, God help me. I need you. I'm coming to the light. That should be everybody's attitude right there. Go over a couple of chapters. John chapter 1. John chapter 1. And after we get out of John chapter 1, then we'll go to Romans chapter 8. All right? Then we'll be finished for this part 1. So appreciate everybody tuning in. Much love to you. This is When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Romans chapter 8 is today's topic. Oasis is my topic. Oh, I'm sorry. Oasis is my name. Oasis is my subject. You know what I'm saying. Shoot. I ain't got time to play around. Anyway, John chapter 1. Starting at verse 1. Let's get it. John chapter 1. Starting at verse 1. Now you see why we had to come here. You're going to see why we came to John before we went to Romans chapter 8. John getting our perspective right on who Jesus is. He's showing us who Jesus is, or should I say the Holy Spirit is showing us through the book of John who Jesus is. Now, John chapter 1, verse 1 says, in the beginning was the Word. This beginning goes back before your beginning. Think about it. This beginning goes back before you were born. This beginning goes back before Genesis 1 and 1 beginning, the beginning of time. This beginning goes back into eternity. Lets you know what happened in the beginning, in eternity. In the beginning was the Word. So if the Word was in the beginning before any and everything else, then that means you need to be in the Word, cuz, and you can trust this, because before he said, let there be, his Word was there. Look at it, before he even thought about the earth. In the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with God. This same Bible was with God. The Holy Scriptures, God's Word, it was with him. And the Word was God. Good grief. No wonder his words do what he say. Because his Word is him. I ain't making up nothing. I'm reading the Scriptures and the Holy Spirit making it plain. I'm going to read the Scriptures again so you can see for yourself. John chapter 1, verse 1. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now, that same Word, that's Jesus. Okay, hold on. Let me read. The same was in the beginning with God. Jesus was in the beginning with God. All things were made by him. All things were made by Jesus. And without Jesus was not anything made that was made. In him. You got to be in him. No condemnation to those who are in him. In him was life. That's the only way you're going to find your life. You got to find your life in Jesus Christ. Why? Because Jesus is the life. That means he got everybody life in him. He is the life. Your life is in him. In him was life. Look at that. In him, in Jesus, was life. And the life was the light of men. Give you direction and everything. You got to go to him. Verse 5 says, and the light shines in the darkness. Remember, the light then came to the darkness. right? The light shining in the darkness, and the darkness comprehends it not. The darkness not going to understand it. The darkness not going to understand the light. Why? Because their deeds are evil and they don't repent. So all they're going to understand is what the dark side is saying. And that's a shame. All right? Go down to verse 9. We still in John chapter 1. Verse 9 says that that was the true light. That was the true light. And everything else that comes after Jesus is going to act like it's going to light you up. Going to act like it's a bright idea. Going to act like it's the right idea. But Jesus is the true light. And if you're rejecting the true light, you're going the wrong direction and you're walking around in darkness. That was the true light which lights every man that comes into the world, not just one nation. Okay? That's not just one nation, Hebrew Israelites, as y'all like to call yourself. Not just one nation, Muslims. Not just one. This is the true light over here, Jesus. And if you would receive Jesus, then you would reject your Islam and you would reject your Hebrew Israelite, whatever you, I don't even know what y'all call it. You see what I'm saying? If you receive the true light, you're going to reject every religion and opinion and everything else. Because that was the true light. This is the true light which lights every man, every human that comes into the world. The true light lights every human that comes into the world. Crush every religion. Give up and get out of all those religions, man. The true light. Get into the true light which lights every man, lights every human that comes into the world. He's been lighting them up, and he's going to continue lighting them up. He was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. He was in the world. Think about this. You being in the world that you created, right? And then the world don't even know who you are. Think about it. The first man knew. Adam knew. The first woman knew. Eve knew, too. Everybody recognized once God washed them away, Noah them. You know, he saved Noah them. But everybody realized God was the Almighty. Hey, they too late now. He done washed the whole world away. Washed all the humans. Everything that live on dry land. Killed the animals and everything. Except for the two that went on the boats. Wow. Two by two. All right, we in John chapter number 1. Let me read verse 10 again. He came, okay, he was in the world, and the world was made by him, and the world knew him not. The world didn't even know him. How far off are we that we don't even know God who made us? And then got the nerve to turn around and blame him or not believe him? Like it's his fault? That's because you don't want to accept responsibility for your own actions. And even though he accepted responsibility for our sins, he took the blame for our sins. Thank you, Jesus. I go ahead and thank you for taking away, you know, my sins and forgiving me. He came to his own, and his own received him not. He did what? He came unto his own. Came unto his own people, and his own people rejected him. Own people didn't receive him. I created y'all. Y'all didn't receive me. Verse 12. But as many as received him, there it is. Yeah, I like that part. Because somebody said, I'm in that category right there. I'm one of the ones that received Jesus. I used to reject him, but now I receive everything he say, and I receive him every time he show up. Yes, sir. But as many as received him, if you receive the truth, to them gave he power. Jesus going to give you power once you receive him to become the sons of God. You will be a son of God. Not the son. You will be a son of God because of the son of God. So, but as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God, even to them that believe on his name. You get power. You Christians, where are your power? Where's your power at? Yeah, I'm calling you out. The Spirit calling you out. Call yourself a Christian, you identify yourself as a Christian, where is the power of God? It says 2.8 billion the last time I heard. Well, check, it was 2.8 billion professing Christians. Now, all y'all, I want to know, where is the power of God working through you? I know some of y'all real, 2.8 billion, I know some of y'all real, but I know all y'all 2.8 billion are not real. Because if it was 2.8 billion people walking on the earth with the power of God in them, but Satan wouldn't have nowhere to be on this earth. We'll take over. The Holy Spirit will take over the whole earth. But God working with our will, as many as receive him. So if you're going to receive him, you're going to get the power then. As many as receive him. To them gave he power. And then when he say receive him, he ain't just talking about I believe in Jesus. No, you got to receive him. That means you believe him, you receive what he's saying, and you're going to do what he's telling you to do. You're going to put some action. You're going to obey God. Because that's what Jesus was about. And that's what he always was doing. My Father's will. But as many as received him, to them gave he power to become the sons of God. This ain't no religion. You're going to get power to become sons of God. You're going to get power and you're going to become the sons of God. Even to them that believe on his name, which were born not of blood, nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, but of God. We were born of God. Not no blood sacrifice on human part, no animal sacrifice, none of that. Nor of the will of the flesh, nor of the will of man, no religions, no philosophies, and none of that. But we were born of God. It's a difference when you are born again of God. If you're under that YOLO, you only live once, you're going to die twice. Yeah, you YOLOing it up, you're going to die twice. Get ready for the first death and the second death. Mm-hmm. But if you're born twice, born again of God, born from your parents, and then born again of God, you're only going to die once. Hallelujah. The next verse, John chapter 1, verse 14 says, and the Word was made flesh. Look at that. That's where Jesus come from. Go back to verse 1 now. Because we're talking about the Word, right? In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. Now go to verse 14, and the Word was made flesh. That's Jesus. God is Jesus, because the Word was in the beginning with God. The Word was with God, and the Word was God. So with that being said, verse 14 says, and the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory. We saw him, we interacted with him, the glory as of the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. Full of grace and truth. Verse 17, then we're going to take a break. And then we're going to come back and get into Romans chapter 8, all right? So, John chapter 1, verse 17 says, for the law was given by Moses. See, even the law told us to do something. So where did religion come from? The law told us to do something. You had to do something. You got to hear what the law is saying and do what it's saying, right? For the law was given by Moses. Yeah, we respect Moses. And it's a shame that people, that Satan got people tricked into respecting Moses and Abraham and the prophets more than they respect and honor Jesus. That's a trick from Satan, because Moses will bow down to Jesus. Abraham will bow down to Jesus. All the old prophets, you know they're going to bow down to Jesus, because they the one that was telling you, testifying that Jesus is coming in the Old Testament. Mm-hmm. So the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth, which is greater than the law, came by Jesus Christ, which is greater than Moses. I ain't got to say nothing else on that verse. That's John chapter 1, verse 17. So you under the law, or you under the grace and truth of the Lord? You under Moses, or are you under Jesus Christ? When hip-hop meets the Christ, we'll be right back. Appreciate you tuning in as we going in. Romans chapter 8, when we come back, man. Finally, we're going to get into it.
Goodness and love, see I can never doubt it. And that is strength and power, see it never makes the coward. The lyrics off the mountain, think I found it. Christ sent, representer, fire spitter, revolution, raw mission. This is what the people want, liberated from their sin. And it's all what God wants, heaven gates will let you in. But the prophecy is told, life and death is your choice. God's word is Christ's voice, nice at this rap sport. Captivate the audience, Satan walk me all today. Push the music to the lake.
tables, put the deal up on the table. Industry is saturated, so I came to elevate it. Leadership appreciated, Jesus Christ consecrated. Circumstances difficult, know the Lord will get you through it. Stay away from lies, Jezebel in the spirit of Judas. It's all been written, baby, the radio gon' blame me. I hope you find the truth in Jesus Christ, time's clear. And where do I go now? I pay that price. The ultimate gift is given to us all. And if it is tribulation, it's God showing light. Just give it to God in the name of Jesus Christ. And where do I go now? I pay that price. The ultimate gift is given to us all. And if it is tribulation, it's God showing light. Just give it to God in the name of Jesus. And whatever the situation, I'm never feeling cased in. I know some real goons that like the tracks, they say they blazing. And so I keep it moving, put the flame to the music. Through the prayers, keep improving, trust Christ, he gon' do it. While the demons go disputing, never lose the real focus. No dark magic, witchcraft, the illa five potions. And for sure it ain't no temptress, I ain't judging you, girl. But the lust is in your eyes and it's a deviant world. And the children keep on dying for profit. Ain't no logic to this airborne sicknesses with spores and deposits. And the block still clocking. The prophets in the mix, in the midst. Said it gives the man, got his weak split. In an untimely fashion, got his mama asking God, why is life so hard? Do we answer his call or do we play it off like he ain't talking? You better watch the way you walk and watch it, man. I'm so inclined in the end of time. And where do I go now? I pay that price. The ultimate gift is given to us all. And if it is tribulation, it's God showing light. Just give it to God in the name of Jesus Christ. And where do I go now? I pay that price. The ultimate gift is given to us all. And if it is tribulation, it's God showing light. Just give it to God in the name of Jesus.
I'm feeling punished, keep on praying, I'm honest. I ain't worshiping no aliens, angels, or objects. I'm a man under Christ and heir to the promise. I've been through it with these ladies with babies and drama. It ain't no karma, this is life with sin and repentance. You got a grudge for your body's in the mud. You try using forgiveness, cause the hard heart is closed up. Like you gon' live forever, yes you gon' live forever. But where is the constant measure? Think you got it figured out, no one do it all faith. And that's what making eternal life just so great, cause we got to get there. Hell is no option, with a soul in the coffin and the demons stabbing often. I'm aiming for the highest high, why should I tell a lie? Put your wonderment in Jesus, there's a ripping in the sky. And the man in the mirror had a thriller feeling bad. Tell him that it's human nature till I'm getting past.
And where do I go now? I pay that price. The ultimate gift is given to us all. If it is tribulation, it's God showing light. Just give it to God in the name of Jesus Christ. And where do I go now? I pay that price. The ultimate gift is given to us all. And if it is tribulation, it's God showing light. Just give it to God in the name of Jesus Christ.
Kicks, give me that, blessed with your blessing, Lord, I'm desperate. You gave me your life, so I look forward to my exit. I used to be a punk kid, used to want to run with dudes who want to hunt to turn our ones into hundreds. Used to want a blunt to be blunt, I wanted trees just to alter my mind. Now I find I'm wanting Jesus. Used to want to roll mad deep with a street grit. Want to hold the heat on the low like a secret. God's spirit penetrated my soul on the sneak tip. Took control, now I'm in the soul like a leaflet. Give me that fire, give me that flame, give me that fresh wind, give me that rain, give me that freedom, you can have the chain, give me that God, you can give me all things, give me that fire, flame, give me that fresh wind.
the big party, you're partying all night. You don't mind not knowing Christ in your mind, that's alright. You might not get this now, but you're kind of a sore type. You keep with the trend, cool's your middle name. On your pants you got a chain that droops like Lil Wayne. You're tattooed in a bin, maybe you're in a range. Ladies, you driving crazy, nothing's crazier than your frame. This is a shame, it's the age and I'm game. To be an agent of change in an age, it's like a page in a flame. Just smoke, just mirrors, just vaporous plane. To see a holy God, not one of your favorite things. I was just like you, but God moved on a fellow. Gave me good news that I could use on the ghetto. Maybe it's you who wants a U-turn to settle. You're dead if you do, I'll tell you it's in trouble.
Give me that fire, give me that flame. Give me that freshman, give me that rain. Give me that freedom, you can have the chain. Give me that God, who can give me all things. Give me that fire.
It can't be 3 out of 4. If you're sick of falling short, then he got a cure. Give me that cure, that door, that hero. Give me that grace to never chase a De Niro. How much glory should you give your boy? Zero. Cap across beef with the lamb like a yiddo. Give me that J, we choose you over shining. Truth over rhyming, virtue over diamond. Give me some change, sometimes I do need the dough. And give me some pain, something I do need to grow. Give me what I won't ask for. Don't give me what I seek, when I creep I'm a sheep. Give me Joe Pastor. Give me life, just like you intended. It's like to see you raised like the day you ascended.
Give me that fire, give me that flame. Give me that fresh wind, give me that rain. Give me that freedom, you can have a chain. Give me that God, who can give me all things. Give me that fire, flame. Give me that fresh wind, give me that rain. Give me that freedom, you can have a chain. Give me that God, who can give me all things.
Let cats know, don't focus on what you can't have, get all you can have.
Give me that fire.
We call that freedom.
Give me
that enjoying God and his people.
Give me that freedom.
And his world on his terms.
Give me that God who can give me all things.
Fire. Shout out to Pastor E.
Give me that.
Yeah.
Give me that freedom.
Give me that.
Give me that.
Yeah, what he said. You are tuned into When Hip Hop Meets the Christ. Shout outs to you. Much love to you. Appreciate you tuning in. Yes, sir. Yes, ma'am. And we're finally there. So let's go there. Romans chapter 8. Romans chapter number 8. Starting at verse number 1. Romans chapter number 8. Verse number 1. And it says, there is therefore now no condemnation. Now there's no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Don't think it's no condemnation to you if you're rejecting Jesus now. That's where the condemnation comes from. All right? We always under condemnation at one point in our lives. Now, we all can be born again if we receive Jesus the Christ at this point in our lives. But it's on you. It's your choice. You know what I'm talking about? Romans chapter 8, verse 1, there is therefore now no condemnation to them which are in Christ Jesus. Remember, in him now, in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. Mm-hmm. That's the difference. And that's how you can tell where you are. Are you doing the things after the flesh, or are you doing the things after the Spirit? Because when you're born again of God, then you will start doing things pertaining to the Spirit. Mm-hmm. Because the flesh will keep you away from God. The flesh is the fallen nature. The flesh, just like them fallen angels, can't get back to God. Mm-mm. Can't get back to them. The flesh can't please them. The fallen angels can't please them. Right? So we don't walk after the flesh, but we walk after the Spirit. It's a difference. All right? Remember that. Romans chapter 8, verse 2 says, for the law of the Spirit of life. What about that law? Yeah, the law of the spirit of life. The law of the spirit of life. Think about that. It's a law of the spirit of life. And it's in Christ Jesus. In Christ Jesus. All right? Verse 2, Romans chapter 8. For the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus has made me free from the law of sin and death. It'll make me free from every religion. It'll make me free from the law of Moses, which points out your sin and shows you that you're going to die. Yeah. For what the law couldn't do, hold on. John chapter 3, verse 17 says what? For the law came by Moses, or the law was given by Moses, but grace and truth came by Jesus Christ, right? So let's look at this law. For what the law could not do, the one that Moses wrote, the one that God gave Moses or what have you, God wrote them on the commandments with the finger of God to give to the people, right? For what the law could not do, it was something that the law couldn't do, though. Even though God's finger wrote it, and he gave it to Moses for Moses to translate it to the people or give it to the people, it was something that the law couldn't do. Look at this verse. Understand this. For what the law could not do in that it was weak through the flesh. So the law was weak through the flesh. So what the law couldn't do, God, he did it by sending his own son in the likeness of sinful flesh for sin, condemned sin in the flesh. So the law could not condemn sin in the flesh. But God can condemn sin in the flesh, so that's why he sent Jesus in the likeness of sinful flesh. He had a body like yours and mine, right? And for sin. So he could condemn sin in the flesh. That's what Jesus can do, or that's what God did through Jesus, but that's what the law could not do. The law couldn't condemn your sins. Okay? Sin keeps us separated from God. God, who created all of us, wants to be close, the closest one to us, period. All right? Romans chapter 8, verse 4 says that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us. That's another thing that the law couldn't do. It couldn't fulfill the righteousness in us, but God condemned sin, and he fulfilled the righteousness of the law in us through Jesus Christ. That's why we're taking our time with Romans chapter 8, verse 4, that the righteousness of the law might be fulfilled in us without you even doing it. Because look, who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. We're not trying to please ourselves no more, but we're trying to please God now. Well, we're pleasing God now. Who walk not after the flesh, but after the spirit. We ain't giving in to just what our own desires want all the time and everything. No. Now we are walking after the spirit. And sometimes we even have to, you know, starve that flesh. That's what you have to do. Yeah. Put that flesh on a fast. Starve that flesh. Your brain will say it's time to eat. But then you're going to tell your brain what to do. Brain, I'm fasting. Your stomach say, ain't no food here. The brain say, here's some acid. I'm trying to break up the food. The stomach say, ain't no food here. All right, that's another subject for another time. Let me go on. For they that are after the flesh, they that are always operating in the flesh, do mind the things of the flesh. The five senses and logic, that's the flesh. And, oh, the fallen sinful nature. Yeah, the five senses and the logic. For they that are after the flesh, only using their five senses and their logic, what they know and what they understand, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh. They're going to take care of the things of the flesh. But they that are after the spirit, yeah, how about that? But they that are after the spirit, we take care of the things of the spirit. This is Romans chapter 8. Verse 5, for they that are after the flesh do mind the things of the flesh, but they that are after the spirit, the things of the spirit. Verse 6 says, for to be carnally minded is death. Yeah, the mind that's not, or the life that's not led by the spirit of God, that's death. For to be carnally minded is death. You're not led by the spirit of God, But you led by your own logic, and you led by your own senses, and you led by somebody else's philosophy and opinion. That's death. To be carnally minded is death. But to be spiritually minded is life and peace. How do you become spiritual minded? You got to hear what God is saying. You got to start doing what he's saying. You got to obey him. Hear what he's saying in his word and do it. Mm-hmm. Get the mind of Christ. Because God didn't give you the spirit of fear, but power, love, and a sound mind. Be spiritually minded. To be spiritually minded, that's life and peace. The next verse, verse 7 says, because the carnal mind, the mind, the life that's not led by the Spirit of God, because the carnal mind is enmity against God. That's the second time we see that enmity. Enmity means hatred, hostile enmity. Okay? Because the carnal mind is hatred or hostile against God. The mind that's not led by the Spirit of Christ or by the Spirit of God is against God. It's hostile towards God. So that's why we go out here and compel, because what we got is greater than what they got in their carnal head. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God. It is, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. Why? Because it's hatred. It's hostile against God. It's hatred against God. The carnal mind want to do what it want to do. That's why God get your heart and your mind follow. Get your heart, your spirit, your soul, your mind come with it too. Okay? So let me read verse 7 again. This is why it's dangerous to just operate by yourself and without God. It's dangerous to operate without being led by the Spirit of God. That's all the carnal mind is, because the carnal mind is enmity or hostile, hatred against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, neither indeed can be. It ain't submitting to the law of God, because it's the carnal mind. The mind that's not led by the Spirit of God. Verse 8, Romans chapter 8, verse 8 says, so then they that are in the flesh cannot please God. Why? Because they only pleasing themselves. That's the kind of people that is. They only please themselves, and they only please other people. That's the flesh. So then they that are in the flesh, only operating and taking care of the things of the flesh, they cannot please God, because they too busy pleasing themselves and pleasing other people. Right? Brown nosing and all that. Verse 9 says, but you are not in the flesh. You are not in the flesh. But you are in the spirit, if so be that the Spirit of God dwell in you. Now, if any man has not the Spirit of Christ, he is none of his. So that's how you know you belong to God. That's how you know you're a son of God, because you got the Spirit of Christ in you. You have to receive Jesus. You know, I believe in God, but I don't believe in Jesus. No, you don't believe in God then. That's how that go. God is Jesus. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. And the Word became flesh. Remember? That's all in John chapter 1. Right now we're in Romans chapter 8. Verse 10 says, and if Christ be in you, if Jesus is in you, the body is dead because of sin. Got to let that sinful nature die. But the spirit is life because of righteousness. Start doing righteousness and not wickedness. If Christ be in you, the body is dead because of sin. Got to kill that sinful nature. But the spirit is life because of righteousness. Verse 11 says, but if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also do something for you. He gonna quicken or give life to your mortal bodies as well by his spirit that dwells in you. Not by your religion, not by you going to church on a Sunday, if they open it Sunday, or okay, all right, you better get dependent on God. Let me read verse 11 again, Romans chapter 8, verse 11. But if the spirit of him that raised up Jesus from the dead dwell in you, he that raised up Christ from the dead shall also quicken your mortal bodies by his spirit that dwells in you. He going to do something for you. He the same one that raised Christ up from the dead. That's who live in you. You ain't know that? The same power that raised Jesus from the dead is in you. That's why he gives your body life right now. Verse 12 says, therefore, brethren, therefore, believers, therefore, followers of Christ. It don't say, therefore, Christians. It says, therefore, brethren, therefore, believers. Yeah, we brothers. Christ is our brother. We're believers. We in here. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. I ain't no carnal head Christian. I'm a spiritual-minded follower of Christ. Matter of fact, my identification and yours, because you believe like this too, right? Our identification is going to come up in these next few verses. I believe in verse 14. All right, Romans chapter 8, verse 12. Therefore, brethren, we are debtors not to the flesh to live after the flesh. You don't owe your flesh nothing. You don't owe them ones that's in their flesh operating. You don't owe them nothing either. The Bible says, owe no man nothing but to love him. That's it. Verse 13 says, for if you live after the flesh, you keep doing what your flesh want to do all the time, keep giving into that mother all the time, you shall die then. If you only living after your flesh, cuz, you better be born again and let that thing become a fight. You know what I'm saying? Be born again, let that thing become a fight, shawty. Start fighting that sinful nature. Fighting the good fight of faith. Romans chapter 8, verse 13. We almost finished. I'm going to stop on verse 16. Okay? And I'll let y'all go. All right? So Romans chapter 8, verse number 13. For if you live after the flesh, you shall die. Okay? I ain't wrote that. I'm reading it. And I believe it. If you live after the flesh, you keep operating under your out of your flesh, out of your, the mind that only pleases yourself and others. The mind that's not led by the Spirit of God, if you live after the flesh, you shall die. But he always gives us hope. Look at the next part, same verse. But if you through the Spirit, if you through the Spirit, not religion, if you through the Spirit, not religion, okay, through his Spirit. But if you through the Spirit do mortify, do crush, do overcome the deeds of the body, you shall live. Because your flesh nature be tripping you up, right? For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. They go to identification for all of us who are spiritual minded, who are under the law of the Spirit of life that's in Christ Jesus. Verse 14 is for us. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. That's why you don't need no religion or no man or woman leading you. You need the Spirit of God leading you. Because everybody who has the Spirit of God leading them, we're not going to follow man, and we're not going to let you follow us. We're not going to let you follow a man. We're going to point you to Jesus. Like Jesus was pointing to God. For as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. This ain't got nothing to do with no religion. Be led by the Spirit of God. God himself doing things in your life. The same power that raised up Jesus from the dead is in you, right? He's going to quicken or give life to your mortal bodies as well. Verse 15 says, for you have not received the spirit of bondage. Yeah, see that? You don't have the spirit of bondage, again, to fear. The spirit of bondage, yeah, that's what fear does. It makes you scared, right? Cause you to stop doing things. Cause you to act out of character. Fear, instead of faith, closed the church's doors. That was fear. I don't care what y'all say. That wasn't no wisdom. That was straight fear. Y'all didn't have faith, man. Faith would have put you above the coronavirus like you was before the coronavirus even got here, or before they started magnifying the coronavirus or a vaccine. So you got to keep it real. Just say, tell God you were scared and tell him you sorry and ask him to give you more faith or let you use the faith that you have, because faith kills fear, just like fear kills faith. So y'all that closed y'all church doors, y'all were fearful. You forgot that you were fearfully and wonderfully made, and God will protect you now. And this is how y'all messed up, the ones that closed y'all churches, y'all pastors, y'all weak pastors that closed your churches. You shouldn't have been running your church by yourself in the first place, but the other churches that stayed open, it was churches that stayed open, that accepted fines, that accepted jail time. The pastors went to jail, all that, and still came back out, opened their churches. The members still came to church. Now, it wasn't none of these popular these popular mega churches. It wasn't, what T.D. Snakes was there? I bet you his church was closed. What Joel Osteen, his church was closed. Hmm? You name them big ones. Creflo Dollar, his church closed. Newberg, that was closed. Come on, man. Y'all fake churches. Your fake apostles. Well, y'all ain't even no apostles. Your fake pastors. Yeah. This is Joshua, a.k.a. Oasis. Yeah, the spirit of truth is in me. All right? So, yeah. For, yeah, like I said, y'all fake, y'all, this verse is for them churches, man. Look at Romans chapter 8, verse 15. For you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. They were so scared that they got bondage. They went back to bondage. You have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear. We are not afraid of Satan. We are set free by God. Like I said, I could see if every church closed, but you still had some churches that left their doors open and that took those fines and paid that money or whatever and went to jail. But they were like, man, we ain't bowing down to no government. You don't tell us what to do. We going to listen to God. And that's the mindset that we all need to have. I ain't listening to none of y'all. I'm going to listen to God. Now, if God's speaking through you, you got my attention. But if you just going to come out your mouth and give your opinion, I ain't hearing that either. And I'm going to tell y'all, pastor, I ain't hearing none of y'all, none of you pastors who closed your church doors during this, what they call a pandemic, because y'all was scared too. I'm not, y'all ain't got nothing to say to me about faith, because Romans chapter 8, verse 14 says, as many as are led by the Spirit of God, they are the sons of God. I'm led by His Spirit. I live above the coronavirus. I live above the vaccinations. I live above the CDC and everything else, and the politicians and presidents and everything. Why? Because I live by faith. That's what God told me to do. That's what He taught me to do. That's what He trained me to do. Live by faith. So if you were living by faith, the coronavirus ain't got nothing on you. It didn't bother you or nothing. It just increased your faith more. Romans, I'm trying to finish, y'all. I got but two more verses. Romans chapter 8, verse 15, for you have not received the spirit of bondage again to fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption whereby we cry, Abba, Father. I ain't crying out no God doing coronavirus. I ain't crying out, vaccinate me. I'm crying out, Abba, Father, because I know He hear me. So I'm talking to Abba, Father. You have received the spirit of adoption. God adopted me in His family by the blood of Jesus Christ. So what can a coronavirus or a vaccine or a CDC or a president or Illuminati or Satan himself, what can they do to nothing? Greater is He that's in us than he that's in the world, right? That go for you too. Yeah, greater is He that's in you than he that's in the world. Verse 16, that's it. We'll finish it up next week, part 2, Romans chapter 8. I'm finished with this verse right here today. The Spirit itself. See, this ain't no religion. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. I'm stopping right there. You can continue if you want to. I'll continue with that next week. If God say the same. Yeah. The Spirit itself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Is the Spirit saying that you are the child of God, or are you saying it? When hip-hop meets Christ, holler at you next time. Yeah, that's Romans chapter 8. Have I become your enemy because I tell you the truth? That's Galatians 4 and 16. I'm going to keep telling the truth, so hey, I guess I'll stay your enemy until you get on God's side. Because I'm going to keep telling the truth. Have I become your enemy because I tell you the truth? Don't you know that the friendship of the world is hostile, hatred, enmity with God? Whoever will be a friend of the world is the enemy of God. So you sure you want to keep taking up for the world? I don't want to offend nobody, so I ain't going to say nothing about Jesus. I'm talking about y'all don't even check nothing. Y'all let everything slide. I'm talking about, I ain't God. That's your father. Like father, like child. That's how it should be. But God, the judge, God said, I love judgment. You know what I'm talking about? And God gave the judgment to His Son, right? His Son is Jesus. Jesus ain't selfish. Jesus give judgment to us. We're going to be sitting judging angels and everything while y'all sitting up here letting them fool y'all. Talking about, don't judge me, man, please. I ain't your friend. Because friendship with the world makes me an enemy of God. And I'd rather be a friend of God than an enemy of the world. This your homie Oasis, a.k.a. Joshua. When hip-hop meets the Christ, peace.
I hate to see a good man fall away. I can hear the final call, Lord save them all. I hate to see a good man fall away.
Last call for the children of God, whose side you standing on?
Even if you get it right with the Lord,
brother, you're gonna burn. I'm bringing you the truth of the gospel, this ain't no fairy tale.
Prison to a life of sin,
when Jesus got your bail, died upon the cross of Calvary.
The hour of sin, he's knocking at the door of your heart. Go ahead and let him in. Christ be the only foundation, promise to never fall.
Get your life right with the maker.
This is the final call.
I hear the final call, Lord save them all. I hate to see a good man fall away. I can hear the final call, Lord save them all. I hate to see a good man fall away. I can hear the final call, Lord save them all. I hate to see a good man fall away. I can hear the final call, Lord save them all. I hate to see a good man fall away.
Men should be in love with themselves instead of loving God. Better seek your work for your destiny, not no caracol.
Many people being deceived because of what they hear. Running to the prophets of Satan, cause they got itching ears.
Prophecies all over the Bible is steady coming true. Time for you to make a decision about what you gonna do. Christ be the only foundation, promise to never fall. Get your life right with the maker, this is the final call.
I hate to see a good man fall away. I can hear the final call, Lord save them all. I hate to see a good man fall away.
Heaven and hell answer the question, where do you wanna go? John 3, the words of my Savior, you must be born again. Cleansed by the blood of the Lamb, if you plan to make it in. Pearly gates, streets of gold, even mansions. Make your reservations for heaven, you see your moms again. Righteousness, peace, joy, in the Holy Ghost. Eternal life in heaven with more, can you ask for?
Power that is born eternally, salvation is mine. Thanks to his blood that has made me free.
Never departing from his holy presence. The essence of heaven be his presence. So what a blessing,
please heed this lesson. Given by inspiration of the Spirit, his voice is heard beyond mine. I pray you hear it and draw near it.
Before the trumpet blow, where will you go? Without Christ, I hope you know.
I can hear the final call, Lord, save them all. I hate to see a good man fall away. I can hear the final call, Lord, save them all. I hate to see a good man fall away. I can hear the final call, Lord, save them all.
The whole truth and nothing but soul in war. Yeah.
Okay, soul at war, missionaries in the military. Walking dead, spitting life to them obituary. Now I see the light, my history blackened in February. Got across the carry, see the sign, no Aries. Kill the visionaries, never the vision, no dictionary. Check the words to look up my definition. Cut the head off my brother, they gon' be slicing forever. We don't doubt, we multiply, we got life is forever. What happened to Ebola? Stealing our attention, start repeating terrorists on their way. They killing Christians, Sharia law. Either praise Allah, Asai, and now reconform to the Quran. Can that women kill the sons? War on American soil, the teaching boys. Trying to control the world, started with controlling all. Yeah, I think I'm in the house now. Then they want me to shut my mouth down. But we just getting louder. Never seen Jesus, you ain't never seen power. Blood out the head, homie, step into the shower. Jesus paid the price and now I'm bought like a vow. In his will, I'm fortunate, I should be gone. Should've died in the wilderness, deep wrong. Oh man, that's realer than 10 decades. And Jesus reign, no clouds, rain 50 shades. From
from the home of the slave. Almighty dollar pyramid on it.
Hello, Americana.
Skin color still matter. Can't sweep it under the rug. That shit set your life away if you look like a thug. But these rappers don't say that I should live like a thug. They pay from in the wrist. Yes, they setting me up. Elephants in the room. We got puppets in office. Pinocchio passing laws. It's time to take off our crosses. Soul at war. Missionaries in the military. Kingdom in my blood and that's hereditary. And we got it out the mud, got it out the valley. Dry bones who got life, so we for real happy. Just post bail happy, got me out of dark place. But God, I was playing games, arcade. Thought I was safe, was far away from it. Love seeing more than I loved him, still running. One day God changed me, I could feel something. Seen a lot, heard a lot, why you still running? Still time on the clock, you can still come in. And you can still come in. Soul at war. I know your soul at war. Everybody's soul at war.
Appreciate you coming through, man. I just need somebody to talk to. Yeah, yeah, I know you. And I really ain't trying to hear all that religious stuff, man, that Christian stuff right now, but I just need somebody to talk to. Bro. Got a lot of stuff on my chest. Yeah, I hear you. Look. They tell me real, recognize yourself. I got some real questions, need some real answers. Can you help? Feel like I'm out here by myself and I can't trust nobody else. Feel like it's me against the world. Don't hear that, but I can't tell. They tell me real, recognize yourself. I got some real questions, need some real answers. Can you help? Feel like I'm out here by myself and I can't trust nobody else. Feel like it's me against the world. Don't hear that, but I can't tell. Yes, the guy, but he too busy doing other things. And life pain got me normative, some Novocaine. Two funerals in 2 weeks and I'm drinking and go to sleep. I can't breathe cause these police killing people in the street. Trying to keep my head above the water. Feeling more like Jonah. They turned me to a stoner. My girl left me, I can't love her back, I really wanna. But I can't trust her, know I'm tripping. She should leave me alone, but she don't know how I feel. And my partners don't either. So we just chase this money till it's holes in our sneakers. When it's holding my heart, just getting wider and deeper. I'm trying to fill it with women, but I just smash them and leave them. They tell me real, recognize yourself. I got some real questions, need some real answers. Can you help? Feel like I'm out here by myself and I can't trust nobody else. Feel like it's me against the world. Don't hear that, but I can't tell. They tell me real, recognize yourself. I got some real questions, need some real answers. Can you help? Feel like I'm out here by myself and I can't trust nobody else. Feel like it's me against the world. Don't hear that, but I can't tell.
Listen, God ain't too busy, bro. He see you cause he omnipresent. Know how you feel outside his will. I too was living reckless. Had a cross on my necklace, a couple tatted scriptures, but still was blind. So what you talking sounded real familiar. No Satan here to kill you. Want your soul in the end. And most of what you going through, cause you living in sin. Say you getting it in, money is your motivation. But that can't buy a peace of mind, homie, God is waiting. And all the women that you smashing got a greater purpose than what they show on television. They ain't really worthless. Just know nobody perfect, we all fall short of his glory. But you need Jesus if you want that never ending story. Like
they tell me real, recognize yourself. I got some real questions, need some real answers. Can you help? Feel like I'm out here by myself and I can't trust nobody else. Feel like it's me against the world. Don't hear that, but I can't tell. They tell me real, recognize yourself. I got some real questions, need some real answers. Can you help? Feel like I'm out here by myself and I can't trust nobody else. Feel like it's me against the world. Don't hear that, but I can't tell.
Okay, I hear you, Mr. Russell. But I'm out here on my hustle. Jesus really kept. Though I'm going through the struggle, I know it make me stronger, but like a G, so I'm puzzled. Feel like life collapsing on me. Who gon' pull me out this rubble? Feel like I got too far away, or is it me? Really don't know. Feel like I got too far away. It's scary if it's close. okay. I see you focused on your hustle, making paper double. But know that God can give you joy in the midst of your struggle. Ain't saying you won't suffer, ain't say there'll be no pain. But we got victory in Jesus who forever reigns. Homie, look to the King, there is no greater love. He knew no sin but died for hours when he shed his blood.
Yeah. They tell me real, recognize itself. I got some real questions, need some real answers. Can you help? Feel like I'm out here by myself and I can't trust nobody else. Feel like it's me against the world. No, he help, but I can't tell. They tell me real, recognize itself. I got some real questions, need some real answers. Can you help? Feel like I'm out here by myself and I can't trust nobody else. Feel like it's me against the world. No, he help, but I can't tell.
Hey, bro. Man, if you truly want to be saved,
do it.
You just got to confess with your mouth and believe with your heart that Jesus died and rose.
Believe, bro.
Just repeat after me, bro. Dear Lord.
Dear Lord.
I confess I'm a sinner.
I confess I'm a sinner.
And I believe in my heart that you died for my sin.
I believe in my heart that you died for my sin.
And I also believe that you...
This is the godly side of it, you know what I mean? The main thing we want to do is exalt Jesus. When hip-hop meets the Christ, every Saturday at 11 a.m. Eastern, letting everybody know that all hip-hop is not the same, all hip-hop is not negative. Yes, it is real, it is thorough, it is raw, and it is truly, totally his power, man, his influence. So we just let him lead it however he leads it. I'm an oasis because of the living water that lives inside of us. We go all in for the Lord, man. We love the Lord over there. We represent him. Main thing we want to do is exalt